The Seville Gate, or Bab Esbelia, was given this name because it was the starting point of the road that led to Seville. Its origin dates back to the Muslim period, although it wasn't here, but on the western wall of the Medina where the Puerta de la Luna is located today. During the 13th century, a time of great political instability within Al-Andalus, the Castillo de la Judería was built, a series of rammed earth enclosures that served to protect the Alcázar Andalusí, the base of the later Alcázar Viejo or San Basilio neighborhood. At an undetermined time between the Almohad and Christian periods, the Seville Gate must have been moved to this spot. It is noteworthy that it was built using cushioned ashlar, a technique more typical of Islamic rather than Christian culture. In addition, the tower that flanks it at its end also seems to be of Islamic origin. The defensive structure was described by Pedro Díaz de Rivas in his book Antiquities of Córdoba, stating that it is a square albarrana tower with a large square ground plan and a height somewhat similar to the wall itself. This tower defended the Seville Gate, and therefore the entrance to the Alcázar Viejo district, which belonged to the collation of San Bartolomé. During the 19th century, following the precepts of modern urban planning, many sections of the wall and gates were destroyed, as was the case with the Puerta de Sevilla, which, however, was rebuilt in the mid-20th century, giving it its current appearance. At the same time, the decision was made to place a funerary monument from the Roman period that had appeared years later in the district of Ciudad Jardín and which had been transferred to the Archaeological Museum of Córdoba. This monumental tomb, built of ashlar masonry, consists of a burial chamber that would have been buried underground and an upper body that has disappeared. Its location at this point in the city served to adorn the entrance to Córdoba from the San Rafael Bridge.